This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. A lot to do on today's show. Game Show Wednesday coming up at 7:45. We're going to play a game called Josh or Jason.
Okay.
Valdez has assembled throat clears.
Okay.
And if you can decipher who's clearing their throat, Josh Harris, principal owner of the Washington Commanders, or Jason Bishop, host of the Sports Junkies, you'll win the prize.
That's quality production right there. That's all that is. It's fantastic.
That's coming up at 7:45. Then 8 o'clock, we will get into Game 5 of the Caps playoff series with Greg Wyshynski, national hockey writer for ESPN. 9 o'clock, we've got Mike Rizzo, Nationals GM. Of course, a lot of people still talking about the RFK deal.
Mm-hmm.
And Barry Zwerluga from the Washington Post, he's of the mind that DC needs to get a better deal.
Do you have details? Like, what is his better? He just thinks they're just spending too much.
I'll read from the article. Let's take a deep breath and acknowledge the truth about the events of the week. Holding a celebratory welcome home news conference for an NFL team, complete with legends from the franchise's decorated past, the best way to stir emotions, is at best premature and at worst disrespectful to the citizens who are going to be footing the bill. No, not all the bill, but not nothing either.
Well, don't most stadiums, new stadiums, get paid partially by the cities?
Usually the cities or municipalities do contribute now, certain amounts.
What about, I don't know what the owner of the Rams, I'm spacing his name.
Kroenke.
I don't know if he... Did he put up everything for SoFi?
I don't know if it was all private.
I thought he did. Yeah, I thought he did. But mostly, I mean, you went through the percentages a couple days ago.
Correct.
Of the cities that are paying a higher percentage for the new stadiums.
We talked places about Buffalo, like Tennessee, Buffalo, Jacksonville, all paying a much higher percentage.
Yeah. So
public money.
I would think, you know, 8 out of 10, when you get a new stadium, partially it's going to be paid by the residents. I would think.
He writes, the mayor's office is pushing the idea that only 24% of the funding is coming from the district.
Mm-hmm.
Another way to look at it, of the 9 NFL stadiums that have opened or are being built since 2009, only one, the upcoming facility for the Tennessee Titans in Nashville, is receiving more public cash.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to say they're spinning it when in reality it is a huge amount of money.
Well, no doubt about that.
And then he writes, this at a time when the district's bond rating was just downgraded, which could make it more expensive to borrow money. This at a time when the federal workforce is shrinking by the day, meaning a company town is losing company people and jobs. This at a time when the budget Bowser will submit to the council could cut hundreds of millions of dollars from city services. Yeah, maybe the capital budget that funds projects such as this is a different bucket, but the district as a whole is a bucket that's leaking at the moment. So there's that perspective, which we've heard from some people, that maybe D.C. shouldn't be contributing so much money.
And part of the reason Kroenke is able to afford to foot the bill is, one, he was wealthy to begin with, mm-hmm. and two, he married into the Walton family,
yeah.
as in the Walmart Walton family.
Yeah.
So, like, his net worth, I think, is around $18 or $19 billion dollars.
He can afford it. Yeah.
Like, he can foot that bill. Like, most owners can't just, I mean, they could, but most can't just bankroll a $5.5 billion stadium project despite their immense wealth.
Right.
Like, they always get some form of public money.
Look, if I lived in D.C., I might be feel different. You know, I mean, and we talked to some listeners, some mm-hmm. the, you know, residents of D.C. that aren't happy with it. They've got a lot of questions and concerns. So if I lived there, I might have those same concerns. But I would think, you know, the majority of fans want to see something built there, because right now it's garbage disposal.
This is funny. He puts in there, it's easy for JP from Maryland. I actually think is he talking about JP Finley and then Grant from Virginia? He's clearly talking about our guys at our station.
He's got to be, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's easy for JP from Maryland and Grant from Virginia or any Commanders fan doesn't live in the city to laud the mayor. He's taking a little subtle fun shot.
Sure. So Barry, if you don't live in D.C.
I don't think he's Barry talking about JP Flame. I think he's talking about JP Finley.
Barry lives in the city.
I think he might.
I think he lives in D.C.
I think he might.
There's also some facts in here which are interesting. So when Mayor Bowser and Josh Harris and Roger Goodell being there talked about future events coming to D.C.,
mm-hmm.
Zverluga saying they're overstating what's going to happen here. He writes, the Commanders think they'll have events at the stadium 200 days annually, calling 200 Pinocchios on that. AT&T Stadium in Arlington has 15 non-Dallas Cowboys events scheduled for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. One of them is a blood drive. MetLife Stadium has 38 non-New York Jets and Giants events between now and the NFL season.
Mm-hmm.
38 seems aggressive for D.C., and 200 seems like a fantasy.
Mm-hmm. It probably is.
200 sounds like
that's a big number.
A pretty high bar to reach. Now, yeah. I know that they, when they came up with that number, they were factoring in like private events that would maybe be held to raise money to, but 200 seems aggressive.
I would agree with that.
Out of 365 days, that seems like a really high number.
Here's a question I have. So, you know, they always say that when you have a stadium like this, it generates all this revenue, right? You get all these new businesses, all these jobs, all these great things that happen for the city. And I think that by and large, that makes a lot of sense to me. I don't dispute that idea. But if you have to raise taxes on the residents, do they see that benefit of all that extra revenue? Like, it might be great for the city, but you still had to raise taxes. Like, do they ever get that back?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, okay. They would argue, you know, some would argue no.
I think it depends on where you live.
Yeah, it kind of depends on your argument, right? Some would argue no. Like, I'm paying all these taxes.
And it's going to be great for the city. You're going to have new jobs for people, and it's going to revitalize, and rents are going to go up and all this. But
it's not.
But you're not going to recoup the people that paid the extra taxes, really. Yeah. Per se. Certainly not directly.
And then...
Right. Well, I mean, look, think about it. If you live near RFK now and your home, if you were going to... I'm just throwing out random numbers, but mm-hmm. you could sell your home for $500,000 now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in 2032, if you stayed there, after that place gets built up and it's a bigger draw, you might be able to sell it for, you know, $1 million.
That's true.
So maybe indirectly, you could mm-hmm. make... Some of those people can make money, but yeah, I would think for the most part, no, you're not getting paid directly by the city.
I thought yesterday Craig Hoffman brought up a good point on his show mm-hmm. on 980. This land that was given back to D.C. doesn't get done without Josh Harris. Josh put the whole thing into motion. He was the one that was shaking all the hands mm-hmm. and got the Revitalization Act for Biden to sign it to pass from Congress.
Mm-hmm.
If they take that land, that D.C. finally gets that land back and doesn't give them a stadium right. and builds homes on it,
right.
that is the ultimate stab in the back.
It's like a slap in the face.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have it.
He would be furious.
I'm sure.
They wouldn't have it. It would be federal land.
Right. Yeah.
They kind of owe it to him to find a deal that works.
If he's the guy that was the deal maker,
of course
that
he
made
was. They
it
tried
happen,
forever. Josh Harris came along and got it done with the mayor.
Right.
But they don't get it done without Mr. Harris.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a huge feather in his cap.
Well, he's a brilliant businessman.
They have to find a way to make the stadium deal work.
I totally agree. I think that they will. But I do think that Barry's probably right, that they're probably overstating some things. And it is going to be costly.
And as far as, look, I respect Barry and his opinions. He lives in the city. I don't. But I mean, if I'm Josh Harris, I'm going to go. If the council isn't amenable to what's happening, I'm going to go in there and say, I put $2.7 billion up. I'm giving you the largest single private investment in the history of the District of Columbia.
Yeah, but the county council or city council or whatever are going to say, we're busto.
And it might, and they might counter, you're giving us the largest private investment. We're giving you the largest public.
Yeah. And you know what I would, my counter would be, this land, you wouldn't be able to build a freaking snow cone shop on the corner without me coming in and getting the land and making this deal happen.
And this is why I said, even when we went through the quotes from the guy yesterday, Mendelson or whoever that guy is, the stick in the mud so far.
I think it's Phil Mendelson.
With the city council. I'm sympathetic to not crazy spending. Like, let's be responsible.
Okay. Yeah, he's not the only one. This article has quotes from council member Charles Allen, Ward 6.
Mm-hmm.
He said, at this point, this is just a deal that is so much public money, it's not fair to D.C. residents or D.C. taxpayers.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know what my response would be? Life isn't always fair.
I knew you were going to say that.
Sorry, life's not always fair. Sometimes you have to pay more than you want to when it comes to taxes.
Right. You're saying that you're coming from the fans' perspective, et cetera.
Correct.
Right.
Well, but he's also JP from Maryland, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't affect you.
I know. No, I get it.
And also, if I'm Josh Harris, I would walk in everybody and say, you want to look at that eyesore for another 15 years and not have anything happen on that land?
What about just a good old-fashioned put it up for a vote? Good old-fashioned, like, not from our representatives.
Or just from the residents?
From the general public.
Don't know. Not sure exactly how that works.
Yeah. I mean, I know that's why you nominate these people.
I think it would pass.
Florio said that in his show. He said he couldn't believe the amount of money that the public was spending on it. He said they should just put it up for a vote.
Put it up for a vote?
But Barry makes a great point, is that all of a sudden the pressure from Virginia residents and Maryland residents, because they're not affected by the money, right? Mm-hmm. Well, they'd be affected by the PSL prices and everything, but it's not like their taxes would go up, in theory.
Right. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067, Barry poses a bunch of questions where he doesn't necessarily have answers, because it's very broad what they did. They're like, okay, we're going to build a stadium here. There's going to be this money. There's kind of empty promises. He says, should there really be 8,000 parking spots for the new site? Or could Metro be expanded and more space be devoted to residential or commercial recreational use? What, if any, revenue would the district receive from parking decks that it would own? Will the Washington Commanders really keep their football operations in Ashburn, Virginia, and their business operations in College Park, Maryland, and not bring any full-time jobs to the district? Would the Commanders, and only the Commanders, benefit from the development of the adjacent Plaza District, which is supposed to be used for restaurants, bars, and hotels?
Isn't that weird?
All valid questions.
How the business, some of the business departments are based on the University of Maryland campus?
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't it be right there in Ashburn or at the stadium?
I can't remember. I remember that conversation between the two.
Like, it's closer.
I don't know. We had that conversation
with Jason Wright at one point. I can't remember what his answer was.
I feel like it was just like an office space thing.
Yeah. And maybe a cost thing.
Really?
Okay. I can't remember exactly.
Didn't he say it's great because, like, they can pluck kids from the university who want to intern and everything? And
I think that was a small factor, yeah. It's a good location for them to basically get free labor.
Yeah. My son did that. My son was an intern for the Commanders during the last football season.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Yeah. All right, let's bang out some of these calls of people that want to chime in. Let's go to Mark in Bethesda. Mark, what's up?
Fellas, it's eerily quiet from Wes Moore and Glenn Youngkin right about now, and I just have a feeling that this is Monumental Sports 2.0, you know, going down the road for the optics or whatever.
And trying to force it through a press conference.
Yeah, I just feel like they're, you know, I tried, I did my best, you know, we all have these sentimental feelings about coming back, and I'm Josh or whatever, and I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like somebody should call Moore and call Virginia and Maryland and find out.
Moore had comments. Moore had comments about this.
So you think you think right now your vibe is it's not going to happen. They're not going to get the votes.
It's a gut. I feel like it's a head fake. I'm a Machiavellian. I feel like there's something else going on behind the scenes.
Okay. All right. You might be right.
Wes Moore said, I know the ownership group for the Washington Commanders made it very clear as soon as they bought the team that they had an interest in going back to its home in Washington, D.C. at RFK Stadium. And so while we're happy that their initial request and the thing that they hope for is now going to come to fulfillment, we're also really happy that the promises that were made to the people of Prince George's County, the promises made to people in Landover, that is also going to be honored in all of this as well. Not sure what those promises were.
No, there's a lot we don't know. There's a lot. I mean, but this guy might be right. Maybe they don't get those three votes.
All I know is if I'm Harris and I made that land swap happen and then I don't get the stadium, I'm royally pissed
off.
Well,
of course.
Yeah, but what's the big deal? I mean,
he'll just have to find another
spot. He'll find another spot.
Yeah, but he really wants the team to be in D.C.
Okay. I really want a freaking Lamborghini. I mean, whatever.
I mean, he's going to be pissed. He's not going to be happy.
It's okay.
He's not going to be happy.
Is there any other part of the city that can be accessible?
Doesn't seem like it. Yeah. You know, people have kind of said that's kind of like the only obvious spot that's plausible for a variety of reasons.
Right.
Look, it could be a negotiation. I don't know Youngkin's part of it. We know that he was there with Ted Leonsis for that press conference.
Wasn't
that didn't
he
happen.
Outgoing anyway? Like he's on. Yeah, his they're way like out. They're one-term guys.
Yeah, Virginia is a one-term place. But yeah. Moore apparently on Monday said that the state made a good faith and very strong offer to keep the team at Northwest Stadium in Landover.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Harris and this group, they were never interested in Landover from day one when they took over. And Josh Harris made it clear they wanted to bring him home. That's his thing. But yeah, now it's making me think it could be a repeat.
I don't know.
Swayed easily.
I'm of the mindset that
these councilmen and councilwomen are stubborn. And they're like, hey, this isn't the best deal for D.C., which Barry Zvirlugo's writing. What are you going to do if you don't get the votes?
Maybe there are more concessions to be made. Maybe Josh Harris and his group are going to wind up ponying $3 billion.
This
Maybe
is where
up the ante. I don't know how it ends.
In other countries, isn't bribery legal? I think in some countries, it's legal.
I'm sure it probably
of course,
is.
The greasy wheel gets the whatever. What's the
squeaky wheel gets the grease. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this kind of thing happens in politics all the time. The grandstanders get concessions, the ones that make a fuss. I mean, does anybody think? I think most politicians are borderline corrupt or flat out corrupt.
All right, we'll come back, take more of your calls. 800-636-1067. What do you think about Barry Zvirlugo from the Washington Post writing that this might not be the best deal for D.C.? Take your calls next here on The Junkies.
Welcome. Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Back, Junkies, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Coming up in 20 minutes, it's Game Show Wednesday. Valdez prepped a game called Josh or Jason. You're going to listen to some throat clearing, and if you can determine who it is, the principal owner of the Commanders or host of the Sports Junkies, you will win the prize.
Man, I was walking out yesterday with my dog, and the allergies were just destroying me. Mm. I could just tell the wind was just blowing. I could just tell it was blowing like pollen directly into my eyeballs and directly into my throat. I was just hacking and coughing, and
right.
I just need
probably
to,
happened to Josh the other day. That's
I need
why
to be inside as quickly as possible.
Well, the wind has been outrageous at times these last few days. I played the other day; it was like literally I was in the fiercest British Open ever. Yeah, I couldn't believe
swirling.
How windy. I couldn't believe how windy it
yeah,
was.
Bad.
Yeah,
Bad for allergy sufferers.
All right, so we're banging out calls, I guess.
We touched
people
a nerve.
That want to chime in on this. I have to say, I'll speak for us. Sorry. It's above our pay grade, a lot of this stuff. The sort of the semantics of budgets and how taxes and how these things affect us as residents wherever you live. So just bear with us as we try to ask questions. But, you know, Barry brings up some interesting points, and I am sympathetic to the overall idea of I don't want people to be overly taxed. I'm coming from a perspective. I don't care where you put the stadium. Doesn't mean anything to me.
Yep.
And I'm a huge fan. I don't care.
You just want a new stadium.
I don't even care.
Yeah.
Honestly. So I just want a good football team.
You'd be fine if Northwest stayed there.
Yep, that's fine with me. Yeah. I don't think it's great, but I don't think it's horrible.
Oh, it's definitely not great.
But I don't think it's horrible.
I don't think it's horrible either. I went to two games last year and had a good time.
But I also think, so I'm, you know, whatever. I'm just a guy. One man's opinion. I also think, though, that when you drive by RFK, it's an incredible blight on this.
It's gross.
It's horrible. And so I would love to see that redeveloped and, you know, and make it amazing.
And you don't
love to see that, but maybe it's not practical.
You don't want
to
be left behind in the stadium arms race. Like,
I guess
for years,
I don't really care.
For years, we've been seeing, like, polls about what's the worst NFL, you know, stadium experience. And for a long time, FedEx Field is either at the bottom or, like, 30th out of 32
teams. Yeah,
but
part of that is just because they didn't maintain the facility, or you know, you have ripped couches.
A part of it.
Or, yeah,
and I'll give the Harris Group credit. They like they've spent money to try to upgrade it because they know they're going to be there no matter what for the next 4 or 5 seasons.
Well, just by comparison, the new Bills Stadium,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not sure when that's going to be up.
I feel like sooner rather than later.
Is it going to be up next year? I'm not sure. Anyway,
look it up.
$850 million of the total, which is $2.1 billion, mm-hmm. is coming from the taxpayers. $600 million is coming from the entire state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so obviously.
Is that similar to D.C.?
Well, D.C. is not a state.
But I understand, but it's similar.
In terms of the
public
number?
Public money.
The number.
The public money that's going in is similar.
Well isn't the public money from D.C. going to be $1 billion?
Trav brings up
but some
a good
of that
point.
Might be here's, coming from other, like they might be shaving other contracts.
As far as I'm concerned, here's the difference. And $1 billion
all right,
is
it's about,
close.
Okay, here's the difference. The population of New York is 20 million.
I hear you.
The population of DC is not even 1 million. So,
I understand.
In essence,
the
if you just said they were the same, the DC taxpayer is paying 20 times more than the New York taxpayer.
I hear that. What are the difference in their budgets?
Well, they're actually paying less because it's only $850 million compared to a billion.
Right. So more than 20 times more.
mm-hmm.
It'll be ready for the 2026 season, the Buffalo.
All right, so another year.
Okay. Yeah. But I think at the end of the day, I mean, the public money sounds similar.
Overall, but
you got a tiny pool
state
of people.
Yeah.
I hear that. Yeah, I'm not disregarding that. I mean, it is what it is.
It's not really the same. Because there's so many more people paying it in New York.
Yeah, so you want to just do something where they pay like 1/10 of that? I don't know that that's plausible.
I mean, would you?
I mean, maybe.
And you can't tax Maryland and Virginia because it's the DMV. You can't tax those people.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You might be able to figure out a way. Now, it wouldn't be like direct, but like sales tax or tolls.
Well, I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's as easy as you think. All right, let's take some calls.
You have a DMV poll for when you go into the stadium from Maryland or into the stadium.
The DMV toll, you
yeah,
said?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have a DMV toll.
I'm not into more tolls. I'm not into more taxes.
No, just to the stadium. A stadium toll.
Like a stadium.
I guess that's good because well, that would
go. Like easy pass lane.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
If you're going to use this lane,
yeah,
just to come to the stadium.
You're going Virginia, to the, like you're going to pay.
If you're going to the fields
right.
from Virginia or from Maryland, You have a separate lane.
I feel
lane
like there is something to that because I guess DC residents should foot the majority of the bill. But if I want to go in and enjoy the stadium, I don't pay anything.
Look, if
you
I,
know what I mean, like
if you're a diehard,
all that.
Yeah, but I'm set. Like maybe I should pay a little bit of a vig because
yeah.
I'm not living in the municipality where the stadium.
If you're
exists.
A diehard fan,
I'm
if you're diehard,
out loud.
If you're a diehard fan and you're going to that stadium or to that area
right.
and you're hanging out and you're seeing concerts, I don't know, 20 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're butt-sized. Right, you're using another person's dime.
You're kind of like a freeloader.
Yeah, you're a freeloader.
You're a freeloader. If you're going in and enjoying it, you're not paying a little premium.
That's what the PSLs are, though.
Okay.
They're paying
for the right to buy the seat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is a kind of a weird concept.
I also want to hear from. I mean, I don't know where these callers are from, but I want to hear from callers that live, hopefully, that live near RFK and get
all
their
right.
take.
Well, let's go. We do have a ladies first policy. Let's go to Priscilla first. Priscilla, what's up? You're on with the Junkies.
Good morning, Junkies.
How are you?
Hello.
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Good.
I'm a DC resident, born and raised. Been great. Over there many a times. To the stadium for concerts, games. Right. I'm going to tell y'all something. That area over there, ever since that stadium fell, they haven't done nothing
right.
with that area over there.
It looks horrible.
Horrible. I got one question. Mm-hmm. Where, if we don't get the stadium, which I believe we will, put it in God's hand, what are we going to do with it? That Wrigley Stadium need to be redone. And we the nation's capital. Come on, y'all.
Right. Do you mind, though, that it might cost you 10 times more than it does other residents of other areas with new stadiums?
You know, no.
It doesn't bother you?
No, I don't mind.
What did it cost you an extra $1,000 in your taxes?
I don't care. We need that Raggedy Stadium redone.
It is She's
raggedy.
On message.
You're right. You're right. Yeah. It's a good description of it, too.
Yeah.
And I would tell you something else. That Miss Nadu, she's from Ward 1 where I live. She need to worry about this crime up here.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are saying that.
And that's why I normally get my free Nats tickets. I'm done with her. So the next time her vote come up, I'm voting no.
All right.
Ed Mendelson, both of them. I'm done with them. And the Caps, I'm going to tell you about the Capitals.
Yeah, tell us.
If I watch the game, they'll lose. I've never been able to watch because
don't
every
watch
time
watch tonight.
Don't watch.
Don't watch tonight.
I'm not. I haven't been. I have to listen to y'all like one a little bit. What's the score? Because as soon as I watch, they lose.
Priscilla, here's what you do. Don't watch, but listen to the game.
I'm not going to watch, and I don't.
Right.
Listen to it on 106.7 The Fan.
Right
you can
there.
Listen
That's
to it on
fan.
Radio.
She's sacrificing.
I do. I listen to the games. Hey, how come? Well, you know what? Well, I won't get no more free Nat tickets because I'm done with Nadu.
She's done with her council member.
Hey, you could win Nat's tickets on this show
as
we play Josh or Jason coming up in 10 minutes.
Stay tuned.
Can I hold on?
Sure.
You know what? I'm going to put her on hold. Let's see.
I like Priscilla.
Did you hang up on her? I put her on hold. All right, let's go to Ronnie.
Priscilla's got the riz.
Ronnie in Mitchellville. Ronnie, what's up?
Peace and love, gentlemen.
Thanks,
what's up,
buddy?
What's up, peace and love.
Yeah. The same song and dance they're using for the new stadium is the same song and dance that was used when Northwest was built. I live in Mitchellville, literally 10 minutes from Northwest Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
The only benefit I received or my neighbors received is when I had season tickets, it took me 20 minutes to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't get any bump by a new stadium. None.
I guess the idea is some people do. It does provide some income. It does provide some business opportunities for people. But you didn't personally benefit from it.
No, but I'm the resident. I mean, it was put in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So the people who receive benefits don't live where the stadium was. I don't know that for sure. But they don't live necessarily where the stadium is.
That area's changed a lot, though, over the decades. Now, I don't know if it's because of the stadium being there, but, like, how long has the Wegmans been there and all those shops? It wasn't there 20 years ago.
Yeah, they haven't been there as long as the Costco, as long as the stadium is, but that was going to happen anyway.
That's true.
Because PG County used to be the richest African-American county in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So that was going to happen regardless of whether the stadium was there. And here's a point I think people are missing. Between the Wizards and the Commanders, Chiefs pledged how much money? And you're about to submit a budget where you're going to lose programs and cut jobs?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how many jobs will be cut.
She's committed a lot of money, like a lot of public dollars.
There'll be a lot of jobs created because of the construction of the entire area. I mean, thousands. But I don't know how that works in terms of cutting.
Yeah, but I'm talking about she's going to cut jobs in her new budget. She's going to have to.
Right, right.
But you pledge $1.6 billion to two sports franchises.
Mm-hmm.
Two and two is not adding up to four. It just doesn't make sense to me. But again, hey, I'm just one person, and I get it. I'm a biggest fan as you guys are.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2025, it doesn't make sense to me to commit that kind of money, and you're about to cut programs. It just doesn't
Well, I would argue some people would say some programs might need to be cut. That you could do that elsewhere. That the government shouldn't be in that business. See, that's the counter to that.
Yeah.
The government shouldn't be even doing that.
Yeah, but then you could use the money elsewhere to improve other programs.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I appreciate it. Maybe, thank you, Ronnie.
And I think part of that is shaving off certain budgets that they're going to put towards the roads. A lot of people think the roads need to be improved. Cakes complains about the BW Parkway all the time. Now,
I'll tell you right now.
I don't know what percentage is going to go into expanding roads, but they're going to have to expand roads.
But BW Parkway,
by the way, would be a benefit.
But yeah. BW Parkway, a lot of that's in Maryland.
Okay, well, some of the ones that are in Washington obviously have to be expanded. She talked about that.
Listen, they got to expand the Beltway. I was on the Beltway yesterday after I picked up my wife.
Where are you going to put this expansion?
I think they're doing that in Virginia.
I thought there was a little bit of room on the right and a little bit on the left.
Yeah,
it basically takes 10 years to expand for a mile.
Cakes, I'm telling you, I was on the Beltway at like 2:30 in the afternoon, which I didn't even think was that late.
It's not.
And it was a circus. Full-blown circus.
Too many people, not enough land.
We need to move away from here. Get out of D.C.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, it's Game Show Wednesday. We've got some great prizes. We're going to play a game that Valdez prepared called Josh or Jason. Can you identify the throat clear? Mm. Is it the owner of the Commanders, or is it Jason Bishop, host of the Sports Junkies? That's next, 800-636-1067. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to get into Caps Game 5 with Greg Wyshynski from ESPN, hockey writer. But right now, it's Game Show Wednesday.
Yes, sir. Game Show Wednesday is brought to you by our great friends at Open Road Distilling Company, ORD, over there at the Reston Town Center. They make their own liquor, people. You can get their Eagle Eye Rye. You can get their bourbon, their Maple Old Fashions, now at ABC stores in Northern Virginia, about 55, 56 ABC stores. It's a great spot. Check it out, Open Road Distilling, Reston Town Center. Also have a speakeasy inside called Heirloom. Fantastic food. But get on over there. Huge bar, great food, music on the weekends. Game Show Wednesday brought to you by ORD.
Very apropos music here as we're going to play Josh or Jason. Did you hear the intro?
I did hear the intro. I'm trying to think of the artist. Hold on. I should know that. I should know who the artist is. I can't quite pull it off the top of my head.
I don't remember it either. I just know it's...
Let me clear my throat. I don't know who...
Valdez, can you help me here?
DJ Cool.
DJ Cool. Says. Definitely heard of that. Couldn't pull it.
Hopefully he's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But
I mean,
we go through it every year. They seem to have everybody.
Well, the song is fantastic.
The song's great.
He should get in just based on the song.
All right, let's punch up our first contestant.
All right, let's go. I'll just go Noah. Line two. Hey, Noah.
Hey, what's up?
All right.
Hey, Noah.
Hey.
All right, we've got a $100 gift card to Open Road Distilling on the line for the first person that can correctly identify.
Yeah. If you don't know, it's a 50-50 shot. So,
okay. Is it Josh or Jason? Here
this
you go.
This is the first throat clear.
That's Josh.
No. That's definitely.
Can we hear it again?
That's so clear. That's definitely Jason.
I think that's Jason.
That's definitely Jason.
He said Josh, right?
Yeah. He said Josh.
I did say Josh.
All right.
It is. It's Josh. The first throw clear is Josh.
Wow.
So he's the winner.
Nice job, bro. You've won a $100 Metropolitan gift card.
You really amplified that, right?
Metropolitan Hospitality Group, MHG Restaurants, include Circa, Trio, Salt El Bebe, Open Road. More info at thefandc.com/contest. So congrats. You get $100 over at Metropolitan.
All right, we got Cypress Hill tickets to give away next. They're going to be at Pier 6 Pavilion.
You know how good Insane in the Brain is? That song is going to just stand the test of time. So good.
Not my favorite.
They were in studio with us.
Not my favorite of Cypress Hill. How I Could Just Kill a Man.
That's a great
one.
Yeah,
I like
great
that one a little bit better.
They've got a catalog of hits.
It's a great tune.
All right, who's up next?
Let's go to Sean. Hey, Sean.
What's up, Junks?
What's up, man?
Josh or Jason? See, now I feel like that
that's
one's Jason.
That's Jason. 100%
that's
Jason. It's got to be Jason.
One, I would bet Mike Mars 401k on it.
How much is in that?
I don't know.
Not much.
Is that what's his final answer?
I would bet Drab's 401k on
you
it.
You would.
Yes. I'm confident.
All right.
That is Jason. He's correct.
Jason, you got it.
Another winner.
Congrats, brother. You won two tickets to go see Cypress Hill and Atmosphere, Fiasco, Far Side. That's Friday, August 15th at Pier 6 Pavilion. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more information, visit thefandc.com/events.
I think it's Lupe Fiasco.
Okay, Lupe Fiasco. Okay. I had that crossed out for some reason. So congrats. You got two tickets to see Cypress.
All right, listeners are two for two.
All right, let's go to Jason. Hey, Jason.
What's up, fellas?
All right, buddy. What's up? Here we go.
Here we go.
All
right, we have our third throat clear.
Lurch Papa.
No, I think that's Josh.
I think that's Josh Harris.
That's got to be Josh.
Yeah, it's Josh. That was Josh. That's me.
That's
Josh Harris.
That's a Josh Harris throat clear right there.
Sorry.
Yes, it is.
Sorry.
This is a great game. This game is going to be up there with The Price is Right in about 50 years. When we look back in the annals of game show history. It's right up there.
All right, let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Morning, guys.
What's up?
All right, listen up.
Hold on, that's like a dog. I need to re-hear. That's like a double tap.
I think that's our partner, but
let's do it again.
I'll go Jason.
No, I think that's Josh.
Oh, no.
That was a similar pattern to the first one.
Steve, what is your guess?
Jason.
I'm terribly vexed on this one.
No, that's Josh.
Now
that's
Josh. My mind.
That's Josh.
That's Josh.
Josh has the double. He does the double.
Sorry, bro.
Jason is more.
He has more of a pattern. Yeah.
There's a distinct pattern. Your pattern recognition is off.
Yeah.
Now that I've
Jason
been corrected.
Jason does the double on occasion.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right.
Probably even
I might
triple.
Do it right now.
You picked up on their coughing tells.
Yeah.
And their clearing throat tells. I like it.
800-636-1067. Who is our next contestant?
Got one more prize to give away.
Okay, let's go to Matt. Hey, Matt.
Good morning, Jones.
What's up, Matt?
Hey, good morning.
All right,
hey,
Josh.
Something easy, like who showed their junk to the Asian lady when they were a kid?
Well, that'd be Jason.
Too easy. Yeah.
But this is Josh or Jason.
Let's not talk about that.
That's 100% Jason.
I know who that is.
You're leading the witness.
I would bet my own 401k on
you're leading the witness.
Matt, what do you think?
That's Lurch.
Yeah, it's definitely
that
Lurch.
One is Jason.
Yeah. Congrats, brother. You won Nats Cards tickets. 4-pack of tickets to see them play the Cardinals. Stay for the beats. Backed by popular demand, the Nats postgame summer concert series is your chance to experience a concert for free with your game ticket. Concerts beginning approximately 30 minutes after the game. This will be May 9th, and guess who's playing after the game?
I know who's
of
playing.
A revolution.
Of a that's right.
Oh,
yes. So you got tickets. You got 4 tickets to go see them play the Cardinals and go see OAR.
Or do you want to hear them all back to back? So I have Jason's throat clears and then Josh's throat clears.
Okay, yeah.
And we're out of prizes, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Very similar.
That's a great medley.
You can definitely tell whose is whose.
You know what?
Whose.
That medley was better than any of the 3 songs you guys played a few days ago, battling over Song of the Summer. I'd put a loop, some EDM music behind that, and loop that together. There's your hit of the summer. I love it.
Now, Jason, you've always said that your throat clearing happens only in the early portion of the show.
Usually, yeah.
When you're driving to work.
Yes.
Or when you do your pre drive routine.
Yes.
I know you don't shower in the morning.
Correct.
Are you clearing your throat then to try and get it out, or do you just save it for the show?
Yep, and I had to spit it right out the window, and it gets on my car because I'm going 65.
Oh.
gets on the back of my car.
Well, so that's why you go to so many car washes.
Correct.
Understood. Makes sense.
How many times on your commute in the morning are you opening your window and hawking a loogie?
Probably every morning. I mean, it definitely happened this morning.
Once or twice?
Yeah, usually maybe 2-3 times.
Wow.
I don't know what to tell you,
man. He's got to get it out of his system. He's got to get the evil out.
I mean, I probably should be taking anti-allergy meds. Yeah. I don't. People have told me to, but I just don't.
Need to get on that Allegra.
That's what I deal with.
See, it's doing wonders for me over here.
I deal with that from about 5 to, call it, 6:30, 7 a.m.
Yeah, but you don't think
and then it clears up.
But you don't think if you just took like a daily Allegra, it would?
No, I know. I just don't think about it.
Oh. Okay.
Everyone with your apple cider gummies.
I know. You're right.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to get back into the Washington Capitals. Big game for them. Game 5 tonight. Greg Wyshynski, ESPN national hockey writer, joins the Junkies next. Don't go anywhere.